Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 316, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 316. All gifts I give my brothers are my own. As every gift my brothers give is mine, so every gift I give belongs to me. Each one allows a past mistake to go, and leave no shadow on the holy mind my Father loves. Each one allows a past mistake to go, and leave no shadow on the holy mind my Father loves. His grace is given me in every gift a brother has received throughout all time, and past all time as well. My treasure house is full, and angels watch its open doors, that not one gift is lost, and only more are added. Let me come to where my treasures are, and enter in where I am truly welcome and at home, among the gifts that God has given me. Father, I would accept your gifts today. I do not recognize them, yet I trust that you who gave them will provide the means by which I can behold them, see their worth, and cherish only them as what I want. Amen. As I contemplate this lesson, all gifts I give my brothers are my own. I'm drawn to the last line of the prayer that says, yet I trust that you, Father, who gave them the gifts, will provide the means by which I can behold them, the means by which I can see their worth, and the means by which I can cherish only them as what I want. And it has me asking, what are the gifts? And aren't the gifts the truth? The holy instance when I remember the truth of what I am? Aren't the gifts all the interactions where truth prevails? Aren't the gifts the true love, the love based on truth? And so all the gifts I give my brothers are my own. Every time I offer the truth to my brother, I'm also offering it to myself. And isn't it the guidance of the Holy Spirit that brings the truth to mind? The same Holy Spirit that's in my brother is the same in me. And so as the truth springs forth within my mind and is offered to the brother, it springs forth in his mind as well. Seemingly separate, but completely the same, helps to explain the principle that what you give is what you receive. And the idea of what came first, the chicken or the egg. Did the truth spring forth in my mind before theirs, or did it appear at the same time? As the truth was being uttered, didn't it appear in both minds at once? And in the prayer it says, Father, I would accept your gifts. I don't recognize them. Yet I trust that you who gave them, the truth within gave the truth. The truth comes not from the small identity, but from the truth of who we are. It says, yet I trust that you, Spirit, God, Creator, Higher Self, who gave them the gift of truth, will provide the means by which I can behold them. Which again is the Spirit within, recognizing the truth, the means by which I can behold them. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, the truth within, the I am. Help me to remain grounded in the I am. Help me to rely only on the I am. The I am that provides the means for the acceptance of truth, for the recognition of truth, for the acceptance of the gifts of God, the I am. I'm grateful for all that I am. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind and settle into a quiet position. Allowing ourselves to return to a present moment condition. One that holds no past or no future. no concepts. No roles, no responsibilities. Returning to the present moment now. Allowing ourselves to recognize the gifts of God, the truth, with discernment, finding those gifts. When thoughts come up, use discernment to see if they are the gifts of God or the distraction of the mind ego. The practice is to discern the gifts, the truth. Being in awareness of being aware as thoughts come up. Staying in awareness. Thank you for joining with me in being in awareness of the gifts of God. All gifts I give my brother are my own. Namaste.